It was at University at Birmingham, actually. I can't remember the name of the chap. He was a bass man, and he came and gave a lecture, and I'd just seen a poster and thought, that looks pretty exciting. I'll go and have a look at that. So I had a word with him after that talk, and I was like, you know, what could I do down there? And he's like, well, give it a couple of years, because they're not actually taking women down there for any kind of physics-based work. So come back in a couple of years and see what we're doing.
What year was this then,
That was
Ricky?
94. So I went and did a master's after that in atmospheric science.
How did you feel when you heard about this organisation that didn't take women?
It was quite surprising, actually. I think I'd, you know, had a fairly lucky upbringing in the fact that I was thinking that I could do anything that I wanted to do, and to then suddenly find out there were still careers that were closed off to women quite surprised me. But there were still women doing summers, so it's just the wintering positions that I was interested in.
What was the reaction back at home to the idea of our Vicky going away for 2.5 years?
Well, my parents still swear to this day that I only told them that it was for 18 months.
Looking back on it, do you think that the fact that you went to the convent school and therefore had a fairly enclosed, you know, several years in an enclosed community was actually quite useful to them? What was going to be required of you socially in the Antarctic?
I'd never thought about it, but quite possibly, because you are effectively living with a group of people of a similar age. You are living with them 24/7. You get to know everyone very well. You know the people you like, and then you know the people you dislike, but you still find ways of living with them. So yes, I think that probably did help. But even when you got down there, I think you could see the guys were interested in finding out why you wanted to be down there. You know,
You're a
why it
novelty.
appeals to you. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know quite how to put this, but women were in short supply, weren't they? Did
Yes,
you have any problems?
there were two girls in my winter, and 16 of us in total. So no, I didn't have any problems, but I was very lucky. I don't know if you know the background, but I met a chap, John Davies, on the way. He was wintering with us in that first year, and I'm still with him now.